Agazamati is a postman. He's one of my colleagues. And a few years ago, he went on holidays to Afghanistan, where he's from. When he came back, he told me this story. He just had a haircut, and the barber asked him, "Where are you from?" Agar responded, "I'm from Afghanistan," which is true. He looked Afghani. He was dressed appropriately. He was speaking their accent, their language in their accent. He said, "I'm from Afghanistan." The barber said, No. Where are you really from? America, England, Australia? "How did you know?" said my friend. The barber responded, "Because you thanked me for my work. Normally people around here don't say thanks or please or sorry." Courtesy and agar is now ingrained. It's now part of his character to thank people when they do something for him. It is part of his culture now. It might not be in the culture where he comes from that little village, but it's in his culture. It's ingrained. Thanksgiving, gratitude, showing appreciation, acknowledging when you receive something. It's a good thing to do for others, and it's a great thing to do to God. God gives us things all the time, and it would be rude of us not to thank him. And it only takes a quick, simple prayer of thanks to God. Showing gratitude is different in different cultures, different in different circumstances. At the shops, a simple thanks is adequate. In a restaurant or a hotel, you know, it's often appropriate to leave a tip. In America, I heard that a tip is required because it's part of the culture that you need to give them a tip. I heard in some places like the Middle East, a good burp is the way to compliment your host after a good meal. Saying thanks with a burp. Well, how much gratitude is appropriate? How much gratitude should you be showing? Well, part of that depends on what the gift is or what the services are. In my family, when you receive a gift, like for your birthday or for Christmas or something, you say thank you, and that's adequate. Laura's family, though, you also write a card to say thanks, to show your appreciation. How much gratitude is appropriate and when? Well, yesterday I read an interesting article entitled, "How Do You Thank a Stranger Who Saved Your Life?" The journalist who was writing the article was eating a pizza, and there was a little bit of burnt stuff on the crust. And somehow she inhaled this tiny little morsel of burnt pizza crust, and she started choking. The gentleman behind her immediately got up and gave her the Heimlich manoeuvre, like he put his arms around her stomach and he gave her a bit of a whack, and she could start breathing again. But she was so thankful. How do you say thank you to a person who saved your life? Well, American Thanksgiving. A few years ago, we had the privilege of sharing Thanksgiving dinner with this American family. And part of Thanksgiving dinner is this tradition where you gather together around the table as family and friends, and you say one thing that you're thankful for that during that year. You have a moment to pause and think and say, share with everyone else what you're thankful for, and then you pray about it. Well, I thought it would be appropriate for us to do that now, to break up into, well, maybe not into family groups, but into groups of like between 3 and 5, and go around and say one thing that you're thankful for in this past year or this past week. Just one thing, and then you can take turns to pray about it. So I'll give you a few moments. Okay, is that enough time? Can I call everyone back together? Bring some order back into this the congregation. I don't want you to enjoy yourselves too much just yet. Biblical thanks. That's the second point if you're following along in your in the outline. Did you know that the Lord's Prayer doesn't have thanksgiving in it? That means that when Jesus gave us this example of how to pray, this model of prayer from the best professional prayer, that he didn't leave room to thank God. Does that mean it's not important? Did Jesus thank God other times when he prayed? Well, yes, he did. In John 11, Jesus thanked God for hearing him when he raised Lazarus from the dead. And Jesus also gave thanks often before eating, most notably in the Lord's Supper. So Jesus himself thought that giving thanks was important. He just didn't mention it in the Lord's Prayer for some reason. Psalm 95, which was read earlier this morning, calls us to give thanks. We are called to draw near to God and to celebrate him, to worship him, the God who saves, the God who creates, the God who chooses people to belong to him. This is the God who cares about us. So because of this great God, give thanks to him. Because of this great God, honour him, respect him, and show your gratitude. Yet at the end of that psalm, there is a warning. You are encouraged to thank God and to worship God, and make sure you do it, and do not forget him or take him for granted like the Israelites did in the desert, and they were punished. In 1 Thessalonians, this is another example, Paul's final comments to this Thessalonian church, he exhorts them, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's verses 16 and 17 and 18. So rejoice, pray, give thanks in all circumstances. Why? Because God wants us to. Because now we have relationship with him through Jesus the Christ. Well, what does it mean to give thanks in all circumstances? It doesn't leave that much room for misunderstanding. In any circumstance you find yourself in, give thanks. Things are going well, so give thanks. You've got food at the table, so give thanks. The sun is shining outside, so give thanks. God blesses you with work and family, so give thanks. God blesses you with singleness, and you can't find work, so give thanks. Paul is writing to a church full of young believers who are experiencing persecution, and he tells them to give thanks. I'll speak later on in the sermon more about giving thanks in difficult circumstances. I won't go into it right now. The next point I've got is thanksgiving and us. ABC Radio National has got a program called Encounter, and they had an episode about gratitude in the secular world last year. They said that many people have problems with the idea of thanksgiving, with the idea of gratitude. They connect gratitude to having feelings of guilt. They connect gratitude or thanksgiving to weakness or indebtedness. This is because some people think that gratitude has religious overtones, which is repellent to them, which is repugnant to them. Or they link gratitude to having to pay back. They owe a favour, for a favour received. But the program goes on to say that thankfulness is actually a cure for whinging. Thankfulness changes your mindset and your focus. In the end, it's actually good for you to be thankful in your attitude and in your life. Studies in psychology suggest that having an attitude of gratefulness improves your well-being and your general health. Now, showing thankfulness also improves the environment around you, as people feel appreciated and valued rather than being unappreciated and neglected. Let me read for you a quote from the article. "Gratitude is one of the big connectors because one of our drives is to be noticed and valued, to be important, to be somebody. And when that's ignored, it's a distress to us. So when people notice, to pay attention, to be grateful, appreciate the effort you went to on their behalf, that is a very solid glue in our relationship. So just being thankful to people around you helps that environment, helps that relationship, helps the whole community, especially in a work environment. Being thankful can get rid of some of the attitudes of whining or of being hypercritical. Being thankful to God also affects our relationship with Him. Being thankful to God also changes us. The act of thanksgiving changes us. Our focus when we give thanks turns away from ourselves and onto the one that we are grateful to. The one we should be most grateful to is the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord because of what He has done to us. Give thanks to the Lord because He is good. Give thanks to the Lord for sustaining and blessing us, for He blessed us with everything we need for relationship with Him." So thankfulness to the Lord can change us. Sorry, thanksgiving changes our focus. Thanksgiving changes our attitude. Thanksgiving changes us. Thanksgiving in difficult circumstances. Can you give thanks when things go badly? Can you give thanks in difficult circumstances? Can you give thanks in the face of injustice? Now, the Bible is not silent on suffering, especially suffering for being Christians. In fact, there are many passages in the New Testament that say that if you are a Christian, you should expect persecution, or you should expect to suffer, or you should expect some sort of trial in some sort of way. I've picked just a handful of passages. 1 Thessalonians 3. So that no one would be unsettled by these trials, for you know quite well that we are destined for them. And 2 Thessalonians 1. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you're enduring. And James, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds. The Bible expects Christians to be in difficult circumstances. And if you're experiencing difficult circumstances, then you can be thankful. I recently finished a book called Living Fields, Killing Fields about the church in Cambodia. And they went through a horrendously difficult time in the 1970s when the Khmer Rouge took control of the country. And they removed people from their homes, they destroyed churches, they destroyed a whole big portion of their population. Like 20% of the population was killed by the Khmer Rouge. And Christians were also targeted. Now, I read some terrible stories One family in particular suffered from being overworked and not receiving enough food, and their children started dying of disease because they didn't get enough nutrition, literally dying of starvation because they couldn't digest the small amount of food that they received. How do you give thanks to God in that circumstance? How do you give thanks to God in that sort of situation? Now, I'm not going to give you a new sermon on suffering, but you can give thanks. You can thank God in the face of suffering. Now, being grateful in the midst of difficulty gives us a different reality, a different perspective, one which brings us to a place where our hope is on God, the God who is more powerful than the government, more powerful than our circumstances, the God who has the keys to life and death, the God who loves us and who himself suffered and died to bring us new life. We can be thankful in difficult circumstances. And we are called to be thankful in difficult circumstances. So my last part of the sermon, tips on giving thanks. I've got four tips on giving thanks. Number one, try and make a habit of it. See if you can include it in the everyday things of life. The other day, driving to work, with this sermon preparation in the back of my mind, I was thanking God for all sorts of things. Thanks, Lord, for this beautiful new day. Thanks, Lord, for 5 green lights in a row. Thanks, Lord, that I avoided that collision with a car that just tore out of that side street all of a sudden. You can thank God silently and immediately, and you can make a habit of it. Let me encourage you to do that. Number two, remember your requests to God and how they are answered. Oftentimes we pray for things and God answers that prayer exactly the way we want him to. Often we prayed for a situation that we're concerned about, or that we're scared about, or that we can see is going to be difficult for us. And God helps us. As a church, last year was really challenging for us. We've had difficult births, like new babies coming about. One that was like long longed for. We've had lots of sickness. We've had death. Not actually in the congregation, but it has touched the congregation. We've had really sick children like Emily and Charlotte. Not normal sick like flus and cold, but serious, having to go to the children's hospital and see all these specialists kind of sick. And our prayers have been answered. Emily is a miracle child. Her testimony is so amazing. And Charlotte has had effective treatment for leukemia. It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. We prayed for it and it happened. How amazing is that? How amazing is our God? And it's good and right to thank him. Pray a quick thanks as soon as possible and model it. Don't just think, wasn't that great? 5 green lights in a row. Thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. Recognize God and don't put off thanking it. It's easy to quickly pray, especially silently. It's easy to thank God quickly. And you can include your kids in this, or your grandkids, or people around you. Model it to those in your family. Train them to be spontaneous and liberal with their prayers and their attitude of thanksgiving. Can you imagine the next generation coming up and having this attitude? Can you imagine how their attitude will be if they're always thanking God for the little things, for the big things, for the amazing things? Recognize who God is. God put the breath in my lungs. God gives me the privilege of the circumstances I find myself in. God is the creator and the sustainer who loves me personally. He loves me like a father loves his children. He's involved in the trivial parts of my life, as well as the big things in my life, as well as the eternal. So recognize we have a personal and loving God and be grateful to him. An attitude of gratefulness. The habit of saying thank you to God can become ingrained in you. Like in my friend Arga. It's just natural to say thank you. He did it automatically. We can do it automatically too. It can become part of your character, which makes you different, recognisably different from the people around you. Not hypocritical, not a whiner, but grateful to the God who creates, the God who sustains, the God who loves us. Our Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you. Thank you for the confidence that we have that you listen to us. Amen.